10% of the energy potential is sufficient to rearrange the total energy field. Isn't that cool? That just gave me so much hope that all we need is 10% of us on this planet to be really completely awake and engaged, to create an awakening that can change everything. So you're at the 10%. In the next 21 days, we as the 10% are going to gather here every morning at 8 a.m. And we're going to play in our transformation. In particular, play in our power. And our power is quite different than power over. Our power is us being us, just being us, but fully us, authentically us in all moments. And that doesn't mean stamping our foot and saying, listen to me. That's not us pointing at someone and saying, you're not seeing me properly. That's not us manipulating someone in order to get attention. No, that's the old forms. That's the old forms based on the coping mechanisms that we had to use. And they're not bad, but they're not strategies that are contributing to our life, to the lives of people in our life, and to our planet. No. This kind of power that we're talking about here is the power of us in our authentic being. The power of us just being us. That's it. So these little tiny bit of housework, housekeeping, these power healings on our first day here, so that you know what our intention is and what we're up to here. It's going to be about 30 minutes every morning, and it always starts with a little bit of a cognitive conversation, usually from you. So I look at the questions beforehand, and there's one that usually takes me and goes, oh, that's an interesting question. We explore it, and then a journey falls out of it. I never know what we're going to do because it's all coming through you. So if I pre-plan it, it's my journey. It's not your journey. So this journey is our journey. Let me tell you, these 21 days are for me. This is a practice for me as much as it is for you. And do try and show up every single day. Now, if you miss a day, it's okay. Try and get to it during the day. This, for the next 21 days, make a 30-minute commitment to you every day. So even if you're tired and it's at the end of the day, pop on the replay, put the computer near your bed, and listen to it just before you go to sleep, okay? Make sure you join us every single day. Make this commitment to you. And if you miss a day, don't freak out. It's okay. And, you know, here's how habits stop, new habits stop. Here's how new diets and new ways of trying to do stuff, new exercise programs, here's how they stop. You miss a day and you feel guilty and you go, I'll do it tomorrow, and then you miss tomorrow, and then you go, oh, it's over. It's over! So don't do that. And I'm waking this in your consciousness right now. If you miss a day or two or three, it doesn't matter. Show up on the next day, okay? And if you only get 10 of these, that's okay. Imagine 10. 10 is good. 3 is good. 21 is awesome. Those who join me for 21 days are going to have a different experience by the end. So 21 days is the A+, AAA platinum experience that you've been asking for. So hold your hand on your heart right now and just say, I am committing to myself. I am committing to myself. And if the universe provides, I will be here every day for 21 days. That's it. That's it. And now I'm going to make one, now we're going to put our hand on our heart and make one more promise to ourselves. Every single day is adding a new contribution to me. Repeat after me. every day in our 21 days together, I'm getting exactly what I require in that moment. Every day in our 21 days together, I receive no more or no less than what I need, exactly what I need. Every day, I know that it's the right measure, so I cannot be overwhelmed. I cannot be overwhelmed because I get exactly what is just right for me. No more, no less. Just right. That's it. Good. That's a good intention. Excellent. They're telling me what we're going to do. And they are you, by the way. I'd listen to your guides who talk to my guides, and together we create something. So this is not me. This is you coming through me for you. Isn't that cool? It's all you, baby. Okay, we're going to play with our power today. So I started the conversation, which started a little bit of unwinding already, around what kind of power we're talking about. So when we, just imagine this, when we are in this state of power, that we can just be us, fully us. When we're in this state of power, we have space around us. And, you know, I talked a lot about that during the attunement. So hopefully you understand what I'm talking about when I say that. And I'll be speaking about it a lot for the next 21 days. There's space around us. And what the space means is that we have this capacity. We have more space to respond instead of react. We have almost like a bit of energy for pause. Something happens and there's energy there. There's capacity there to pause. I've had this experience. You might have too, when an accident happens and everything goes into slow motion, and you. Isn't that the weirdest thing? Everything, it's as if time slows right down and we can see everything that's about to happen or that's happening in absolute clear detail. Well, that's what we create for ourselves in a way with this space. It's as if time slows down and we can see better, we can respond better, we can move into a place of response, which is the ability to respond, which is responsibility. When we are responsible, we can change. We can change. We are in choice when we are able to respond, when we have space. We can choose. So what does that look like? That looks like someone just said something incredibly hurtful and the reaction starts. But you have space to notice all of it. You have space to say, oh, they said something that triggered me. I'm now reacting. And you see it. And when you see it, you now have it instead of it having you. It moves from a light switch of reaction from instant off to instant on, instead to maybe a dimmer of a light switch. So it's slowly but surely turning on. And in that moment, there's choice. In that moment, there's choice. And there's choice to do something different. Now, the something different that I do often is spontaneous transformation technique, which we'll be doing a lot of over the next 21 days. And what that would look like is just noticing the reaction that's about to happen and just taking a breath and instead saying, where is that reaction coming from? Where is that in my body? Bringing your attention to that area of your body. Notice as the observer, noticing that there's something there, a beautiful younger version of you, allowing that version of you to feel, giving it voice, having an expression, and watching it unwind, finally, after years and years and years of holding. That's a really cool option. Another option is to just notice it. Just notice it. Just say, wow, look at that. I really react to that. And reflecting how many times you've reacted to something similar. And notice it and go, wow, there's a belief. There's a belief. And turning it on its head just by saying that. And it stops the energy and you breathe again. Another thing is you have clarity again to see it. To see the trigger. And instead you look at them. And you say, wow, they have a coping mechanism. Their coping mechanism is to be mean. The coping mechanism is to say something so that they can get a reaction and be stimulated. Wow, look at that. And all of a sudden, compassion rises up. And your response to that is so different. I was at Conscious Life Expo. I did a little keynote this weekend. Some of you may have seen it. And I also, I love Matt Kahn. He was one of my favorites on Healing with the Masters. And I went to see him, and he was talking about how he says, someone comes up to him and says something horribly mean, and something about him being an asshole was the conversation. And he said, what I say is, thank you. And he means it. Because he has this crazy space. Everything is slowed down for Matt Kahn. And he looks at them and says, thank you. And the guy said, no, 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 you don't understand. I think you're an asshole. And Matt says, yeah, I heard you, and thank you. Thank you for sharing your point of view. And he says, and then Matt says something like, that really helps me to, you know, I'm taking that on as critical, you know, as criticism that is helpful. He says, no, 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 I don't want to be helpful. And Matt says, oh, okay, well, thank you. He goes, what? Matt says, well, thank you for showing me your power. He goes, no, I really want to be mean. He goes, oh, thank you for being so authentic. And the guy's just stumped. But Matt isn't doing it as a game of manipulation. I want you to feel this. Matt is doing that as another exercise of claiming his power and also contributing to someone else's power. Because he gave that guy a moment of consciousness. And the whole time Matt was doing that, he had deep, deep compassion for the person. So all kinds of practices to be in your power, to notice what's happening in the moment. And we're going to be unwinding and unraveling and healing and transforming and repatterning for the next 21 days. So you have more and more and more and more and more space and capacity in your field of being. So that you can more and more and more slow down time so that you can now respond, take responsibility, have the ability to respond instead of react, have the ability to be in choice in your life. When you are not in choice, depression is fast on its heels. When you feel like there is no choice, desperation is right there. And what we're going to do over the next 21 days is give you such an abundance of choice that those options just won't, they will not be as present. And if they are, you are still in choice with them to say, I've got other tools in my toolkit here to use. So I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited for us to play together. And by the way, the spontaneous transformation technique, it is a specific frequency of the spontaneous transformation frequency. Every word I share has a frequency embedded, has this frequency embedded within it. So every word I share is healing, is supporting when I'm in this mode. There are modes when my words are not healing. But when I'm in this healing mode, the spontaneous transformation frequency is turned on and is part of the conversation always. And my spontaneous transformation system usually starts with a cognitive conversation, so the mind has something to chew on, and then it starts to calm down and rest. It loves chewing on stuff. It loves it. So we give it something wonderful to chew on. We give it a lot of what ifs. What if being powerful is really different than manipulation? What if being powerful is really different than trying to get attention? What if being powerful does not require acknowledgement? And the mind is going, what? What if? And you can feel that right now. It's happening right now. And that as a result, the mind is resting in a way so that the heart can open. And when the heart opens, the heart is now in command. The heart is the commander of the ship of our soul. And the beautiful mind is here as a perfect partner. It's a true partnership in service to the beautiful heart. It's the second in command. And together, it's a powerful unit of one. That's it. So we're going to honor the mind. And you know, just as a practice before you come on to the next 21 days, as a practice, just allow your mind, we're going to do it right now, to kind of be a witness, to be a part of the process, because the mind is an important partner in our life here, but to be a beautiful witness. just hanging out as a witness so that the old habits of the mind, such as analyzing, yeah, buts, I can't, how, those are all words of the mind. Yeah, but, right? Interjecting, intervening, and stopping the process. Those are all things that the mind do when it's in fear. And the mind need not be in fear now for our 30 minutes together. The mind need not be in fear. Beautiful mind. We've had enough time together with the attunements and the healathon and the videos that the mind need not be in fear. Thank you, beautiful minds, for just bringing conscious attention to not being in fear, to being in a place of knowing that you are safe for 30 minutes every day. Thank you, beautiful minds. And when the minds are in that place now, we can go way, 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 way farther, way farther. And if your mind interjects, notice the pattern. Notice, there's nothing going wrong with that. It's just showing you the pattern. That's all that's happening. It's showing you the pattern. That's all that's happening. Okay? And if your mind goes really, really farther and gets you into fear, just notice that. There's nothing going wrong with that. You are not unsafe here. This is an incredibly sacred, safe place on the planet right now because it's you. You are the safest place there is. And in your power, in that space, your power is a natural protection. So this notion of having to protect is a mind-oriented concept. This notion of putting up a shield of protection, that's a mind-oriented concept. It's not needed when you are in your power. Isn't that cool? When you're in your power, you have this natural space that allows you to sense what's happening. So, thank you, beautiful minds. From now, for the next 21 days, those minds are going to agree right now and just say, yes, I'm in. I like this feeling of safety. I don't want to feel fear. I'm in on 30 minutes of safety. So I'm going to be part of this and witness and hold back a little bit my regular pattern of intervening. Some of you are saying my mind is all in and it's just going to hang back completely, but be present, super present. We want the mind part of this because they are part of this. And the more and more and more they witness and see the transformation, the more they're going to be on board and soften into love. So there's a beautiful healing happening right now. There's this unique energy. I don't think I've ever quite seen this before. You guys are really powerful. Wow. Wow. There's this energy of power. And each of you are getting your energy of your power, a little sampling of it. Okay, good. So hang on one sec. It's 21 days from now. That's it. And we've been really moving into our power, and there's homework assignments that have been happening during the day. And you are doing them, and you're really feeling your power day by day. You know, 10 days goes by. It's like, oh, my gosh, my life is different. 15 days goes by. Oh, look at what happened. Look what showed up. And then we're at 21 days and it's like, oh my gosh. And then you maybe do another 21 days, or maybe you stop and you just apply everything you've learned. And at the end of that, it's a year from now. It's February 13th, 2018. And you look at your life and you see everything that Jennifer said is true. I don't need to protect anymore. I've changed my beliefs and planted new ones. I no longer have to point at things and say they're wrong. I no longer have to make people change in order for me to be happy. I'm happy. I'm living. And life still shows up in all its hues and densities. And there's still the daily practice of doing spontaneous transformation or whatever else has shown up in this time frame for you to do, for you to notice the triggers and unwind them. And every day your life is different. Every day you are different. 2 years go by with this practice and you're living a very different life. You wake up in the morning as if you're a new person. as someone that you've always dreamt of, but didn't know was possible. And you totally, 2 years from now, you totally understand in your bones this notion of my power is natural protection. Because you have this huge amount of space around you and you can see, you become this prism of love, refracting to people. And they're waking up around you just by being in your presence. And some of you have become certified spontaneous transformation practitioners and are working with people. And some of you have just taken on it as a practice so profoundly that you can support people. And whatever anyone lashes out at you, you just see through it now with love, and you see their coping mechanisms. You see the things that happened to them that created the conclusions, that created the beliefs, that created the patterns that live in their subconscious and drive them. And when you look at them and you see it so clearly, they see you seeing them, and they change instantly. And this is now your life. The things of life no longer bring you down. The things of life are now transparent. You see through them, and you honor them at the same time. And you are not superior to them because you're part of it. But you see it all, and it no longer results in worry and stress and upset. It's just life. And you nod at life now and say, aha, I see you. I see how you're trying to nudge me in a different direction. I'll take the nudge so that the volume doesn't have to increase. That's it. And there's a beautiful unwinding happening right now. A powerful unwinding happening right now. As you see this future of you standing in your authentic, authentic power. You standing in 24/7 choice. You standing in you. That's it. Now, it's 2 years from now, and you're standing in you. You're standing, and really imagine this. We are on a healing journey right now. You're standing in you. You're standing in your authentic power. You're standing in 24/7 choice. You have an active choice in every part of your life. And it's a conscious choice. It's not a, do I do this? Oh, no. It's not that at all. It's you have space to hear the whispers of your genius, the whispers of your higher, of the part of you that's in the eternal and the infinite, the part of you that has the map and the blueprint, the part of you that knows what's next. You can hear them clearly. You have capacity in your space that's so big that you can hear the intuitive pieces of you. You can hear this infinite and eternal wisdom. You can hear the whispers of inspiration, and you're able to take action from that. That's the choice you have now. You hear and you act. And every so often you get a little off track and you hear, hey, dude, this is the way to go. That's what mine says. And we go, oh, yeah, that's right. That way, that's right. And there's no drama. There's no stress. There's just choice. Listening to divine inspiration and acting on that inspiration. Standing in your power. There you are. So that's who you are 2 years from now. Just fully manifest in your power. And in you standing in your power, standing in a constant state of choice, standing in a constant state of space and capacity to hear the whispers of inspiration, standing in a space that you are more embodied in the infinite and the eternal part of you, so that you can start to see the map and the blueprint of what's next, of your next step and your next step. And as you take that, you become more and more and more you. You've been doing that for the last 2 years, and you're kind of at this little peak moment of recognition, of recognizing, of recognition. that you've really come this grand adventure to seeing you, and you really know who you are. You really know who you are. And you just take it in, and you notice it. You just notice right now who you are. You notice who you are. You notice who you are. You really take a moment and notice who you are. You notice what you are. What you are. That's it. And there's a mirror in the corner that's just appeared out of nowhere. And you're not going there straight yet. But you notice there's this mirror. It's just appeared out of nowhere. And it looks like this kind of strange, ethereal mirror. It's kind of shimmering and there's light in it. And this mirror, as you start to now walk towards it, is a magical mirror. And it's the next step in knowing who you are. And now, as you stand in front of the mirror, all you see is who you really are, what you really are. Your angelic heritage, your heritage of light, you see it. You see you. You look in the eyes of the true, real you. And what do you see there? Now, the mind will try and alter this moment. So again, we're going to ask the mind to just move aside and be present as witness only. That's it. And what you're seeing now is the authentic you, the angelic version of you, the version of you that is light. That's it. That's it. And there's a description that is kind of coming to your mind of the qualities of you. There's a description. There are words attached to this. Now, this etheric mirror can only show you the truth. and it's really what this mirror is the eyes of God seeing you and reflecting back to you your divine nature. And the eyes of God, they do not see flaws at all, ever. They see the true, authentic nature of your brilliance and your magnificence. And you are able, by reflecting through this mirror, you're seeing what God sees. You're seeing the magnificence of you. You're seeing the divine spark that is you. You're seeing the sliver of the divine that is you. So you're looking through God's eyes in this mirror at the divine nature of you. That's it. That's it. There we go. And so there's some words appearing on the mirror that describe the qualities of your divine nature. And I'll give you some examples for me so that you can understand this. I'm seeing the words love. Great, great heart love. Compassion. I'm seeing mischievous, adventurous, wise, fun, laughter. Those are the qualities of my divine nature. Those are words for me. What are your words? That's right. See those words. And some of those words will be, oh yeah. And some of those words might be a little surprising. That's it. And now, those words are going to move into your physical body as energies. One by one. So each one will have a moment within you to remind you of who you are. Each of those words will come sparkling off the mirror and into your physical, emotional, and mental bodies on this three-dimensional plane of being. And ignite this energy within you. ignite this energy within you. Reminding the cells of who you really are. One by one, they come off the mirror and ignite this energy within you, remembering who you are, activating you into this energy. One by one. And as that last word enters you, there's a coalition of the words within you. And it's as if they're DNA strands. And they almost go into they actually move into the DNA strands and add more strands almost of these energies. So there's these additional DNA strands within you now of the energies of you, of you. Of who you truly are, of what you are, of your amazing qualities that you bring as your soul to this planet. And as they form these new DNA strings, it's as if there's an additional ignition that happens as they've joined together. And it's creating this ripple in your field, this ripple in your body, this ripple in your space of being. This ripple energy of power, of you in your power. That's it. There's a beautiful unwinding happening here. And you stand now in these new DNA strands. You stand in them. And you just take a moment to describe what it feels like to be standing in these DNA strands. And describing it to yourself. What does it feel like right now to have these qualities be in your conscious awareness and activated in your field of being? What's it like? What's it like? And you suddenly realize that you're no longer in your future. You're here right now. In this energy. It's already happened. Your future is right now, in this moment. In this moment, you've just activated that future right here, right now. And you stand in your power in this moment. That's it. And anything that is no longer needed as you stand in this alignment, in this new aligned energy, is now falling away. It's now transforming. It's now dissolving. These universal vacuums are coming in to vacuum up the old dust bunnies in the corners of old resonant energy that's no longer required now as you stand in your power. That's it. Beautiful. And now you stand here now, today, with these new DNA strands in your field of being, knowing who you are, knowing what you are. And we will hearken back to this energy through these 21 days together. We will enliven these more and more. And what we've done today is planted some seeds. And those seeds are small. And we will be nourishing them and watering them over the next 21 days, growing them. And know that as we go through these 21 days, there will be things that show up that were part of the old, that are just old habits, old neural pathways, I call them shadow neural pathways. And they'll show up so that you can see clearly that you've changed. You can see clearly that you're making new decisions. You can see clearly that you're playing from this new energy of your power. So don't get discouraged if something shows up and say, hey, you know, we just worked on that yesterday. Why is that here today? It's here today because it's the shadow neural pathway showing up to be cleaned up, showing up as resistance training, if you will, like weight training, resistance training to train the new muscle that we just developed today. That's all that's happening. What if that is all that's happening? So trust the process. Trust your journey in the next 21 days. Some interesting things will show up, but you now have this new power, this new dimmer switch, this new space in your field between the attunements and what we did today to stand in your power no matter what's showing up and say thank you like Matt Kahn did. Thank you. Thank you. I know you're here to show me me. Thank you. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you for being here for day one. Thank you for showing up for you. Thank you for showing up for your friends and family and the planet. Because these 21 days will change a lot of things in your life and allow you to have so much more freedom, more vitality, more capacity for greatness. Even though you are great, greater is coming. So we went a little bit over today because of some housekeeping items, and it's our first day, and sometimes it will go to 40 minutes. The journeys just keep going until they're complete. So everyone take a nice deep breath right now. Make a sound on the exhale. In the next breath, you're going to feel all of the DNA get sparkly, heightened with this new breath. And the exhale is going to heighten it even more. And just do those breaths throughout the day today. Your homework today is just to take breaths, knowing that the breath is going to enliven the new DNA strands of the qualities of your brilliance, of your divine nature. Yes. I love you guys. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being you. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.